Hello, welcome back to the Taco Blank Theory of Everything with me, Senator Jez. Today's episode, Nihilist Aben believes in nothing. But first, let's pay some bills, because evidently, Nihilist Aben believes in paying bills. Go figure. All right, everybody. Hey, welcome back to the Taco Blank Theory of Everything with me, Senator Jez. How's it going? It's been a while. I was having breakfast today, and I decided to do a show. Doing something a little different here. I have some of my music playing in the background. Not adding it to the show. I'm just playing it while I'm talking to you. And I'm in the closet right now. Not for reasons you probably think when people say I'm in the closet. No, I'm just actually in the closet recording this. And why not? Sounds better in here. Supposedly. I don't know. So, having breakfast this morning, decide to put out a show. I'm having some coffee, so hang on, I'm taking a sip. That was good. Oh, the dogs are going in the background there. Don't know if you can hear it. Don't care. They live here. You don't. That sounded rude. I didn't mean it to be rude. I'm kind of nihilistic today, and I'm not normally a nihilistic person. I'm normally a very, very optimistic person, but been having a rough few weeks here. Had some illness there. I got myself into something on November 3rd. That's coming up really quick here. November 3rd, 2019, depending on when you're listening to this. And I'm playing a five-hour show at the Wake Forest Veg Fest. That's November 3rd. It's from 10 to 3 at E. Carroll Joyner Park in Wake Forest. The Veg Fest is really cool. Even if you're just curious about going more plant-based, I wish they would hush. I don't know what they're barking at. Even if you are curious about going a little bit more plant-based in your life, for your health, for the environment, whatever, it's a great place to come out. We got some great speakers learning about diabetes, maybe how to reverse it, learning about zero waste, all kinds of things. There's going to be food vendors. There's going to be merchandise vendors. And then there's me. I'm playing a five-hour set. So let's just jump into that. How freaking stupid do you have to be to agree to play a five-hour set? I mean, let's just be honest about that. Well, not really all that insane, I guess. The reason I got the idea for durational concerts from Moogfest, where they would have four-hour concerts by certain people. And I love that idea, and I've been trying to break into that, and this is my chance to break into it. So I sound a little freaked, but I'm not. This is what I wanted. Now, 5 hours. I'm going more than the Moogfest time. I am a little worried about playing guitar for 5 hours straight. I know other people that play these durational concerts. They don't play guitar. There's a guy that plays drums, and that could be very, very physical taxing. But a lot of these do electronic stuff. So they're popping knobs, doing sliders, playing a keyboard. That seems a little bit more sustainable for hours than playing a guitar. So I'm going to have to come up with some strategies to make this work. But I feel that I can make it work. And it'll be a fun day. The whole set, get this. This is where things get really crazy. Since I'm not on the main stage and we're at a park, they don't allow extension cords or generators. I'm playing the whole thing on a battery-operated set that I put together. And that's going to be my busking set as well. So interesting days, but come on. I said yes to this. You should always say yes to things. But ever since I said yes, I've been having these little setbacks, like not really having the time to practice as much. Work has picked up with our projects at work, which has, even though that happens at work time and I do everything else outside of work, that has cut into it just because of the brain power that I've been needing with all the stuff we're doing at work. And then illness. I was kind of down for a few days there, and I was a little freaked. It was a gastrointestinal thing, and it wasn't normal. It was something I've never experienced before, but that's in the past now. Coming up on November 3rd, and so my mother and I throughout our life have had an interesting relationship, and I'll just leave it there. But she's coming up for this show. Now, this will be the first time she ever sees me perform. Yeah, okay, so she chooses the one where I'm playing 5 hours straight, which is 5 hours of potential chances at failing. Not thinking about it like that. This is going to be a great show. If you're in the Wake Forest area, the Triangle area, come check it out. I'm playing in my kilt. It'll be a fun day. But, yeah, it's like it's funny how the second that you agree to something, or that you agree to perform, or you agree to anything, suddenly all these roadblocks start coming up in your way. In this case, the health and added stuff at work, personal things that have to be taken care of, that the answer isn't, I can't do this because I have to do that. It's like, okay, this is a necessity that has to be handled. But you know, I'm not stressing about it. I'm a little intrigued by how this is going to go, but I'm not really stressed. I don't suffer from stage fright. I understand performance is a dynamic thing. Anything that happens, I'll be able to deal with it out there. The one thing that I won't be able to deal with if it comes up playing for 5 hours is if my speaker battery runs out. It's rated at 100 hours. That sounds crazy, but the speaker runs on what is basically a small car battery, so it's not like it has AAA in it. This has a serious battery. It's rated at 100 hours. I'd only need it to go 5 hours. I'm also using that speaker to power my iPad Pro, which is what I'm going to be running this whole show on, be using Amplitude with my guitar, be using several synths in there. It's going to be a really cool setup. But have a second iPad so I can play some synth parts. Gonna have my K-Oscillator out there running through it. It's a very interesting setup. Gonna have my pedal board. Everything's battery operated, but I can either switch out equipment or change batteries in everything but the speaker. So if the speaker dies before 5 hours, the show's over. And I don't think it should, because it's rated at 100. I just need 5. I think we're good. Gonna be a fun day. Gonna be an interesting day. I'm very, very intrigued about how, man, that sounded a lot like Trump. Very, very. I'm intrigued. There, get that very shit out of there. I'm intrigued by how this is gonna go. But those roadblocks concern me, man. Hang on, taking a sip of coffee. Sip of coffee. I'm going to get close to the mic just so you get disgusted. Ah. Whew, that was about as close to that, what is that? Bang, mock bang, whatever that, mukbang, whatever that is with the whole people. I'm chewing and eating massive amounts of food. And yeah, screw those people. All right. Oh, got up this morning, had to bring Faith to work. I'm going into the museum later today, because we have programming. Like I said, it's been a busy month. So my breakfast was I made oatmeal, and I usually have oatmeal and banana with peanut butter and a splash of almond milk in it. But today I'm like, I'm going to do something different. And I took two things that I really like and combined them and made something that wasn't good. I mean, that's a great way to start the day, right? So I made the oatmeal, cut some bananas in it, and then I didn't put the peanut butter. What I did was took a little bit of almond milk, put a scoop of my Super Greens chocolate protein powder in it, vegan, of course. Got that good and mixed up, and I poured that on the oatmeal instead of the milk. And I found that at that point, I took something that is good, which is oatmeal and banana, and something that is good, which is my Super Greens protein shake, chocolate protein shake, and put them together, and it sucked. It sucked ass. It was absolutely horrible. But I'm not a person to waste food, especially food that's good for you. So I ate it, but it was so unsatisfying. And that hurt my feelings, man, because breakfast is supposed to be like a comfort meal in most ways. I mean, okay, sometimes you just grab a something or a this or that or the other and you, oh, I'm running out the door. But in this one, I actually put thought into this. I was like, wow, instead of just putting almond milk on this, oatmeal and banana, I'll just not put the peanut butter and I'll put shake in there. It didn't work. It didn't ruin my day. If it ruined my day, I wouldn't be recording this right now, obviously. But it's not a great start. It's not a great start. It's like, wow, you really went for something there and you missed, buddy. You missed. This has me thinking about the November 3rd thing. I'm going for something there. What if I miss? I'm intrigued, not stressed, intrigued about that. I mean, breakfast is not a high mark to aim for. and I missed. It's not rocket science. Excuse me, I must cough. Sorry. Rocket science is interesting. People always use that term. It's not rocket science. You know, most people don't even know what rocket science is. Do you realize that rocket science is not actually... Rocket science is a lot like a pit bull. I have a pit bull. People are always like, you have a pit bull. But you know, there's no such thing as a pit bull. There's Staffordshire Terriers. There's the American Pit Bull Terrier, which is what Sharp is. There's several dogs that look alike that are all pit bulls. But there is no actual pit bull. Rocket science is a lot like that. So people are like, it's not rocket science. Hey, define rocket science, pal. I work in a museum. I know rocket scientists. And you know what? They're not like, oh, I'm a rocket scientist. What do you do? Build rockets? No, it's like, I'm an engineer. I make this valve. What does that valve do? It goes, psst. I'm like, what is psst? It's a valve. And it goes, psst. But what does it do? Well, it's part of a rocket. And when it opens, it goes, psst. I'm like, define psst. You see what I mean? See what I mean? Rocket science is filled with mathematicians and engineers and this and that and the other that come together to build something and design something and set trajectory for something that basically goes boom and it's a controlled explosion and it shoots people and objects into space at 17,000 something miles an hour to get into orbit, to break through the Earth's gravity, get into orbit, get into outer space. I think it's 17,000. I don't know the exact miles per hour, but it's up there, man. And all these people come together to build a rocket, and that's rocket science. But yeah, it breaks down. There's an engineer out there that makes a little valve, and the little valve goes, psst. I'm getting aggravated. I'm like, what if I make a valve, and instead of going, psst, it goes, brrr, and they're like, you can't have a valve that goes, brrr, it has to go, psst. I'm like, why can't you have a valve that goes, brrr? Because that would blow things up. I'm like, but define, psst. I don't know. That's why I'm not a rocket science. That's why I'm not a rocket scientist. I don't understand a little valve that goes, psst, but it's necessary and they know what they're doing and that's rocket science. And people that say it's not rocket science, they don't know what rocket science is. That made no sense. See, it's nihilist Aben today. I don't care. I'll say things that don't make sense today. Normally I try to make sense, but I don't care today because I'm nihilist Aben. I've had all these obstacles fall in my way that weren't there before, but as soon as I committed to something pretty big, all these obstacles fell in my way. And I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I'm gonna go make me a good breakfast this morning, and I fail to make the breakfast. Breakfast is an easy target, man. Breakfast is a super easy target. I failed breakfast, and I have a 5-hour show coming up on November 3rd. Breakfast basically took 7 minutes. I'm just going to say 7 minutes. I wasn't timing it, but 2 minutes for the oatmeal, made the shake, put it all together, put it in for one more minute to heat everything. Yeah, let's just go 7 minutes. I got 5 hours of actual music playing coming up, and I couldn't make breakfast this morning. But then I ate the muck that I created, even though every spoon of it made me want to throw up a little bit, because it just wasn't good. That's crazy, man. You know what? This is where I respect some country artists. I don't like country, but I respect country artists because shit goes bad like that. Like they make a bad breakfast, they just write a song about it. You know the old thing, the dog bit him, wife left him, truck broke down. Now you can add made bad breakfast in that. But country music's not country music anymore. The country music I made fun of just now, that was old school country. Suddenly that seems punk as fuck. I'm serious. Old school country just seems punk as fuck, man. Willie Nelson, punk. Hank Williams, punk. Hank Williams Jr., hell, I'll even throw him in there, punk. What is this Georgia, Florida, Alabama County line dancing crap? I don't know. Country music is pop now. It is pop. It is straight up pop music with a couple of extra added instruments and a little bit of twang in the voice. I don't even know what that sounded like. I don't even care. You know what? Country music is pop now. And here's the thing about pop music. Listening to pop music is like being forced to suck diseased dicks. I put it out there. With the repetition, with the The same beats, the same chords, everything sounds the same. And then it's hammered into your head. Before you know it, you don't even know why you're listening to it. You're just, it's like Ryan Seacrest is Satan and the top 40 is getting shoved up your ass. And that's pop music, and country's pop music these days. It's like being forced to suck disease dicks. Now, here's the thing, though. You're saying, hey, every now and then there's this song, man. It's not like the rest. And you're right. You're right. You're right. What was that guy's name? I can't remember right now. I'm going to remember as soon as this show's over. He did that song, Take Me to Church. Don't really like that song. I did it first. But that every now and then you'll see a song like that pop out that doesn't follow the pop guideline. But that's by design. That's the outlier that they can point to say, see, not all music on the pop radio is the same. So every now and then they let these songs through. And that's by design. But then those people disappear, either that or they become pop music. That song was good the first few times I heard it because it wasn't like pop music. But then they, after you hear it the 100 millionth time, you're like, oh God, I hate that now. Gautier. Gautier was another one with Someone I Used to Know. That song was so not normal pop, and that was the outlier. That was the outlier at that time that they put out there to say, hey, look, not all pop's the same. But then again, that got repetitious and old after a while. But you know, Gautier's a good guy. And I know Gautier. When I was at Moog Fest, Gautier was performing at Moog Fest and did a speech and did a seminar at Moog Fest that year, my second year at Moog Fest. And he came by my presentation. He came by my workshop and hey, I got proof. There's pictures on my website, senatorjez.rocks. Check it out. Me and Gautier. Now, I'm not going to say me and Gautier are friends. No, but we met and he's a really good guy. I want to say it. So everything I'm saying right now has nothing to do with that, but his song really was good. That song was good. That song was different. It was innovative. It got played out though. If you listen to the rest of his catalog, Gautier makes great music. And so nothing against Gautier, but he was the outlier at that time. There's an outlier right now on the radio, and it's that group, I think it's pronounced Shade, S-H-A-E-D. And they're basically a kind of a dance, slightly pop group, but they're experimental. And they have that song Trampoline out right now, and that is like nothing on pop radio. It is so, has an ethereal feel to it. The words, the way it's laid out, it's a great song. I'm purposely limiting how much I listen to it. It's lucky that I don't listen to pop radio, but I get in the car and Faith will have it on sometimes, and I'll be like, oh, let me see if I can change this. Sometimes she won't let me. You know how it goes. But that's the outlier right now. Shade, Trampoline. It's a great song. It is a really great song. It kind of reminds me of Diplo. Man, I used to be Team Diplo all the way. This is back in the day, though, when he first started doing the Major Lazer stuff and when his albums were a little different. I remember he did that great commercial for BlackBerry. I'm like, that was a really good commercial. It showed the hustle side, the always working side of being a guy in the music industry at the time, the electronic music industry. But I can't relate to Diplo anymore. He is Mr. Pop now. He's on everybody's tracks. It's all sounding the same. I challenge anybody that's a fan of Diplo but hasn't been a fan of Diplo since the early days. See, Diplo dropped about the time that I started getting into production myself, so I was really, really enjoying his music. His first album, Florida, is flawless. That's top 10 albums for me of all time. Diplo, Florida. No album he's done since to me has lived up to that. And that's a shame, but that makes me kind of that snob that like, well, I was listening to him back in the day. But in this case, it's true. If you haven't sat down and listened to Florida, I challenge you to go find Florida and listen to Florida. It's so much, that is Diplo, that's his soul, that's everything in his music. I just don't hear that anymore. I'm just not a pop guy, I guess. But country is pop now. And I stand by what I said, with the exception of those outliers that I've said, and others too. There's always an outlier out there so that they can point to that and say, see, it's not all the same. We've all seen the videos where they take five country tracks or five pop tracks and lay them over each other in a digital audio workstation, and they're the same song. That's by design. And listening to country, which is pop, is right now like being forced to suck diseased dicks. I stand by that. Nihilist Aben supports that message. Maybe hopeful Optimistic Aben will come back tomorrow and won't support that. No, I think I would support that message anyway. Yes, I do. I do think I would support that message. Just because. You know why? Because I failed at breakfast this morning. How do you fail at breakfast? Do you like having the music play it in the background? Now, can you even hear it? I don't know. I have my monitoring turned on, and for some freaking reason, I'm not getting it through my headphones. So I actually don't understand. I don't know what's happening right now. I'm just talking. I can't hear it. So actually, I just take the headphones off, and now I can hear the sound of my own voice. I'm taking a sip of coffee, but I'm not going to mukbang you and go next to the mic this time. I'm going to stand back a little bit so you don't have to listen to that slurpy, swallowing, digestive sound. I might as well just call this episode Seinfeld, because this is about nothing. Nihilistic Aben is about nothing. Believes in nothing. I am something, but at the same time, I am nothing. That sounded profound, but I just had nothing else to say at the moment. It's hard to top something when you're like, I've already ruined breakfast, the easiest meal of the day to make, and pop music is like being forced to suck disease dicks. There's really, really no way to go beyond that. Kind of disappointed with Diplo, man. I really loved Diplo back in the day. Florida is an epically good album. I love it when people keep growing and keep growing and keep growing, man. But for him, for me, just for me, he peaked. He peaked right at that beginning there. This is a little loud now, I think, in the background. Let me turn that down a little bit. All right. Have you ever had any breakfast failures? Breakfast failures, man. Let me know about it. AbenCrawford@gmail.com. You can go to senatorjez.rocks, leave messages there, check out what's going on, check out the promo I did for my November 3rd show, which is going to be 5 hours, and I couldn't even make 7 minutes of good breakfast today. Go figure. I'm going to go ahead and cut this here, because you know what? A show about nothing doesn't really have to have a big, big grand ending, does it? Nihilistic Aben says, there is nothing, thus there will be no more show past this, because that is where the nothingness kicks in. It's not rocket science, people. Even though you don't know rocket science. It's a little valve that goes psst. Make a valve goes, if they can't have the other kind of valve, I'll make one that goes, eah. No, can't do that. Why? Because that opens interdimensional portals. You gotta have the valves that go psst. Yeah, fuck valves, man. Nihilist Aben hates valves. Can't even make breakfast. Took two things that were good, put it together, it was bad, and I just sat there and slogged through it. And I got 5 hours of music coming up. But we'll do it. We'll do it. Like I said, senatorjez.rocks. Catch me on Instagram at senatorjez or Twitter at senatorjez. I'm most active on Instagram. Love to see you there. Love to connect with you. Don't sound like very much like an ambient artist or a new age artist right now, do I? I sound nihilistic. And we'll just leave it there. Senator Jess signing out, everybody. You have a great day. I miss you already. Bye-bye.